Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
Companies are cashing in on reality TV for tots, by Caitlin Harrington. A grinning four-year-old boy clambers up and down an inflatable backyard water park, collecting oversized Easter eggs goaded from behind the camera by his mom. The boy, Ryan, stomps the eggs open and unveils plastic toys. It looks like a home movie, but it's actually the most watched video on one of the most watched YouTube channels in the world, Ryan Toys Review. It's been viewed more than 1.1 billion times since 2016, and the leaders of a new startup, Pocket.watch, believe it's the future of kids' entertainment. CEO Chris Williams, a former Disney executive, and Chief Content Officer Albie Hecht, who launched Dora the Explorer and SpongeBob SquarePants while president of Nickelodeon, have spent decades trying to figure out what kids want to watch. And they're building Pocket.watch to be a Nickelodeon for the digital age, with content anchored largely by internet sensations, like Ryan, whom they signed in 2017, who can launch franchises on Netflix, YouTube, or any other platform that comes along. The strategy carries risks, such as YouTube's move last fall to crack down on videos in which grown-ups ask kids to do disturbing things. One now-shut-down channel was run by a dad who filmed his daughters screaming in fear, spitting up food and other forms of entertainment. The decision raised questions about how much kids like Ryan, who are at the heart of Pocket.watch's business strategy, consent to what they're doing, which is part of why Hecht cites positive values as one of Pocket.watch's top criteria for partners. Ryan's our Mickey Mouse, Williams says, a tall order for a kid whose videos blur the line between entertainment and toy commercials. But if the strategy pans out, you could soon see him in a Netflix series, or on smartphone apps, or wherever kids are.